Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The spirit of condemnation, no matter how you encourage yourself, you feel you don't measure up. That can be an internal struggle, the spirit of condemnation. That's why we must do things in order. That's why we must walk before God with a humble heart so that the enemy cannot condemn you. How many know the word declares there is therefore now no condemnation unto them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Amen. But if you're honest, there are saints today that walk in condemnation. They feel condemned. They don't measure up. They don't feel complete or whole. They don't believe that they are worthy. These are sometimes spirits of condemnation that have found their way into your life. And that's I'm not saying that we do everything perfect, because we don't. But you must exercise yourself to have a clear conscience. Amen. Instead of lying, you need to tell the truth. Instead of fabricating stuff, you need to tell the truth. Even when it's going to hurt you, you got to tell the truth. Because if you don't, guess what? You're giving place to these spirits to eventually bring about condemnation on you. And you wonder, now you don't have joy. Now you can't find peace. Now you have a hard time loving people. You start becoming critical because you start taking on their nature. So whatever the cost, we have to be, you know, it even goes, the word of God says, agree with your adversary quickly. Be honest, when the devil tries to condemn you of something, sometimes there's some nuggets of truth there. You were guilty, even though he's a liar. You know, sometimes you were, you know, if you really thought about it. He got an argument there. So what did Jesus say? Jesus says, agree with your adversary quickly. Because you did mess up. You were guilty as charged. But you don't stand in your own righteousness. See, that's why when you don't agree quickly, you are taking a stance in your own righteousness. Like you got it going on. And you know what? He got you then. But when you say, you know what? Maybe. Could be that I was a little harsh there. I did miss the mark there. Well, Lord, I'm going to bring it to you. If I did, I don't know this, but if I did, you know, if I did, before your conscience starts to convict you, before things start to, you know, crowd you, you say, if I did do something, Lord, I just bring that to you and forgive me. Guess what? See, you are agreeing with your adversary quickly. You ain't giving him any place because you're not standing in your righteousness. You run to the refuge, to the high tower, to the strong tower, and your righteousness is in him. So if I did, I got forgiveness because I'm under the blood. Come on, y'all better learn how to fight. Learn some spiritual warfare so that your conscience can stay clear. And so that condemnation cannot get up on you. Because once it does, spirits try to enter in through those avenues. And now when it becomes a spirit, now you got trouble. You can allow yourself to stay depressed. Here, say, full of the Holy Ghost. Just depressed. Guess what? You're inviting the destroyers. That's why even when we go through, you know, somewhere you got to find a song. Somewhere you got to find a testimony before you feel anything, before it looks like there's any way out. You got to start finding something positive to hold on to, something in the Word that God says to stand on, to believe, to fight for, amen, lest the destroyers come. Because you are sending out a frequency. Like a shark be 2 miles away. And you drop some of that fish right in the water that you cut up and there's a little scent of blood. Can you imagine that? 2 miles away. Here come the sharks. That's how the devil is. He saw you say, oh man, I forget this. I don't care. Ah. And so they started to keep a little eye on you now. Then you get on the phone with somebody. Nah, they're getting a little closer. You're close enough to give you a bad dream. Follow the progression, I'll tell you. They can't come and just tackle you. It's got to be seductive. You got to give place. The Lord just don't let them bowl you over and bull rush you and just take you out. They can't do that. You got to give place. So you, in turn, have to give no place. Well, you see where you've been given place, shut the door. And say, I'm not going to be governed by how I'm feeling. I'm going to give God praise. I'm not going to be governed by these negative thoughts, because that is not who I am. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Get behind me. Get out of my thought patterns in Jesus' name. And then that house that's swept and garnished, start to fill it up with the Word. Start to fill it up with praise. Put on your praise music again. Get in your closet and start dancing around again. In other words, start stirring up your gift again. Amen. Number 6 was discouragement. Like a plane on the runway forever. No lift. You see, what we must understand is our experience is not always an emotional experience. There are things that sometimes we do when we don't feel anything. Our emotions aren't stirred. But I declare, if you'll start taking the steps to walk by faith and do it anyhow, eventually your emotion's gonna trigger. You're gonna start feeling it. You're gonna start feeling a stirring. You're gonna start feeling like doing it. You're going to start feeling that, you know, I'm about to be blessed. You know, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Come on, it starts to take over your whole being. But sometimes you got to start without anything. Just a decision that you make. You want to defeat discouragement? Get up off of that bed. Turn the light on. Throw away the ice cream. Potato chip bags all over the room. Ice cream containers everywhere. Clothes everywhere. You know, discouragement. Get in there and just start. Just clean the table off first. Come on, do something. Get a little something working in your behalf. And then watch how God will come up beside you. And start to strengthen you. And start to encourage you. After a while, you'll feel your strength coming back. After a while, you'll feel the soundness coming back of truly who you are. And Mr. Depression, then you'll have the strength to start rebuking him. Hello? Start speaking to him. But see, you can never let yourself get that far gone. I'm telling you from experience. I know what depression is. And I remember, I've shared this testimony before, I remember I was at my parents, come off the mission field, had gotten very sick, the only time that I've ever been sick. And I was ready to give it up, throw in the towel, quit. I mean, I had trouble for 6 months after that with my stomach. And I mean, it just totally, the spirit of discouragement, I didn't even want to go out of the house during the daytime. And they were kind enough to just kind of house me there for a time. And one night I was watching TBN and Marilyn Hickey. Is he about this tall? How you doing? She's a tall woman in spiritual stature. She got on and I was just watching and she got up to the camera and put her little finger in the camera He said, I'm talking to someone out there. The Lord is saying to you, if you don't get yourself together, get up from where you are and get back to what he called you to do, he's going to take you home early and he's not going to be happy to see you when you get there. It was one of them God moments. You know, sometimes you can avoid stuff like that. You know, you can get away before she starts talking, you know. You know, when you think something coming, you can kind of dodge it. But I was glued. Boom. And you know what? I determined from that moment forward, this is it. This thing is game over here. And you know what? God brought me out of that. Come on, I say he brought me out of that. But it had to start with a decision and a little something here, a little something there, a little something. Amen. No one really to encourage it but the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because he that is in you is still greater than he that is in the world. But there are times you have to stir yourself. Amen. Tell somebody it's not over. Stir yourself. You'd be surprised what you find when you stir yourself up. When faith starts working. See, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Everything pertaining to the world. All the bad spirits that have tried to block you, criticize you, discourage you. All these spirits intimidate you. Faith overcomes that. Faith will take you where they can't follow you. Faith will cause them to loose you and let you go free. Hello? So you have to stir yourself up that faith is released. Lord, I don't know how, I don't know what. All I know is I'm not staying right here in this state of mind. Tell somebody, stir yourself up. Come on, tell them, stir your bad self up. Okay, so those are the spirits that we... There are probably others. We call them these things because this is how they manifest when you get intimidated. I don't know if his name is called Spirit of Intimidation, you know, but I'm just saying. You could have some other wild name. I don't know. I ain't concerned with his name. I'm concerned with it, how it affects me. So those are some of the spirits, but let's take a look at something. Get me on the screen, if you will, Esther chapter 4. And we're going to start at verse 10. I'm going to give you 5 since this is the 5th month. And 5 is the number of grace. And we are on a time of grace increase. Come on, tell somebody, my grace is increasing. Come on, you're going to find yourself with an ability to do more than you ever thought you could do. Your mind, the capacity in your mind is increasing. Your awareness, your wisdom, your knowledge, your smarts is expanding. And it's God that's given it to you through his grace.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 30 of The Faith Crisis, Stir Up the Gift, part 2. Saints should not be moved when the enemy attempts to attack them spiritually. The Bible says in Isaiah 54 and 15, Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. The Word of God gives the body of Christ assurance against the spirits of provocation and a critical spirit. Saints have the ability and power to bind those evil spirits. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. As you mature in your walk with the Lord, you will learn how to utilize the spirit weapons at your disposal.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.